Welcome to the What's Your Weird Story podcast.
Everyone has at least one good story.
And some of us have stories that are just to the left of normal.
We're interested in the ones that push the boundaries of what we can perceive.
Stories that defy explanations.
Stories with an air of mystery.
Stories we might not share.
For fear of being thought of differently.
But don't worry. We're all friends here. So, what's your weird story?
Hello, Weirdsville. Welcome, everyone. Hope you're doing well. I'm your host, Barry Johnston. With me, as always, my co-host, my main man, Mr. Adam Beebe. How are you, Adam?
Hey, Barry. Thank you for that lovely introduction. I'm doing pretty good, man. How are you?
Good, man. We've had some crazy, crazy weather around these parts.
Yeah. Yeah, you sure have.
Insane.
It's been a lot of flooding. Of course, this will go out quite a bit later, so hopefully all that water's dried up by now. But yeah, a lot of flooding there in the area, especially there in our hometown of Kingfisher.
Yeah, it's been pretty out of control. We had, 10-plus inches in the span of about a week and a half.
Man.
And it was pretty bizarre. I mean, we're used to some rain during this time of year, but that amount is just insane.
And tornadoes, too.
I mean, the amount of tornadoes we've had this year. They said that it was going to be more active than it has been in the previous years, but it has been pretty crazy. So, yeah, we're doing well. No damage to any of our property or anyone that I know directly, but, yeah, it's been crazy.
That's good, man. I was definitely worried about both you and our special correspondent and resident Bigfoot expert and occasional co-host, Mr. Jeffrey Hubbard. But both of you guys got out of it fine, and nobody, got any damage on that. So that's really good.
Yeah.
Dude, my mom was sending me photographs and Facebook links and videos of the flood around the Kingfisher area for over a week every day for straight.
It got crazy. I mean, we tried to come through. We went to the city one morning and we drove through Kingfisher, and actually it was only flooded just a little bit. So they redirected us a couple blocks, no big deal. When we came back through in the afternoon, it had flooded the entire, from what I understand, about a mile of the North Bridge when you come into town over Kingfisher Creek. It had spilled about a mile north of that. All that was flooded, and we had to drive like way up around Guthrie, which is another 30 minutes to the east, and it was just hell getting home. So we were lucky that we did, man. But
man, that's crazy.
Did you guys get any of that, or?
We got the rain, but not as much. And, there were some pretty wicked tornadoes just north of me about an hour, one night in Dayton in Columbus, man. But we were good, fine here. It's been really, otherwise, dude, it's been warm. Summer's coming in. It's not quite the hot heat of the summer, but it's been very nice and warm the past few days.
Good.
Today was especially nice. Mm-hmm. I was out working and driving around, and I saw this guy, and he was on one of those big, he was on a scooter, a motor scooter, and it was one of those big ones that look, they almost look like a wave runner scooter, kind of a thing. So you can almost lay back on it. And this guy was just laying back on it like it was a hog, but it was this big scooter. And he's laying back and he's wearing flip flops. He's got on the track pants, no t-shirt. And he looked basically like late era Jake the Snake Roberts.
Nice.
Yeah, dude. The big pot belly, and he had the mustache and the mullet, but he also balding on top, but the mullet just flying in the wind, living his best life, dude.
Beautiful.
It was glorious.
That's a hell of a day. That's a great day.
Yeah.
Amazing. Amazing, man. Well, it could have been him. You never know. It could have been.
That's very true, man. It's very true.
But you know, speaking of bad weather and rain and rain droplets, we've got an interesting story that sort of evolves that kind of stuff with our guest today, who is one of our favorite guests. She's such a blast to talk to, Heather. Our listeners will remember Heather from the Lindley House episode and the home that she grew up in California that was just teeming with ghosts.
Yes. Yeah, just the haunting there. But today we've got a whole different variety of other kinds of stories and lengthy discussions about random things that just kind of organically happen. So it's really a lot of fun. And we're also joined by our aforementioned special correspondent and resident Bigfoot expert and occasional co-host Jeff Hubbard for the interview. So yeah, it was a good one. It's interesting, and there a lot of interesting stuff. So
yeah, a lot of banter. So let's get to it. Let's get to Heather. Heather, what's your weird story?
Before we get started, Barry had a question. We were talking about it off air, as it were, off pod air, but we backed up, and we'll do that again.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I was just asking, and pardon me, I'm kind of a little under the weather, but I was asking if Heather had made it back to the haunted house. Yes, because the episode that we had done before, she was talking about going back and taking some people with her, and I was asking if that was something that had already happened or kind of where we were at on that. And
no, it hasn't happened yet, but it is in the works. We're putting together a crew of brave and intrepid individuals who are willing to take a chance.
Great.
You know, skeptics and critical thinkers and weirdos. And
yeah. You definitely want to
Scooby-Doo.
Right.
It sounds like a good time for sure.
Yeah.
You want to tread lightly and respectfully for sure in that place, you know?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Say hi to the bear for me, though.
Right, I will. Hey, buddy. It's me. We're here on a bear rescue mission. Yes.
There you go.
We got a wonderful response with your episode, you know, and so we're just delighted to have you back.
Oh, I'm so glad. I don't know. It's always fun to share weirdo stories with other weirdos and weirdo appreciators. It's a magical thing. I love
it. For real. Yeah, I was thinking about that, how... You know, that's what I think we get enjoy the most out of this, just talking to people and, you know, and hearing their stories and how it's just so enriching because, you know, we get to interact, you know, and we get to tell stories. And we grew up in that kind of a, I don't know, at least like in my family, and I know in Barry's family and Jeff's family a little bit too, there we grew up telling stories. Everybody was telling stories all the time. And so that's why, you know, like Barry's dad, there's a lot of stories about Barry's dad. You'll be hearing those around for our Father's Day special. And Jeff's got
Gosh, I can't wait for that.
They're great. But we have that tradition in our families and everything of sharing stories. Yep. And so that's, you know,
when we were growing up, you'd go visit, you know, that's just what you did.
Yeah.
You know, so like Adam's dad would come over to our house and you just sit down and you know, the adults would drink coffee and they'd visit. You know, no TV going on, just sitting, you know, I don't think that happens much anymore. You know, I don't see that, at least in my age group, you know.
You know, my daughter and I do it because, well, she is also a wonderful weirdo. And I mean, she grew up with me in sort of a non-traditional way, but I want to say these kids that tend to be non-traditional seem to be bringing back this gathering together tradition.
Good.
They all do it.
That's great.
And it's pretty neat. You know, I think it's a break from the Facebook. I don't
right.
know.
Yeah, I'm burying your head.
The social media. Like,
yeah,
the social media.
Bury your head, your phone. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so, they do gather together, and I mean, we do, and we laugh and say completely inappropriate things. I mean,
that's important. That's important too. You know,
it's awesome. I get caught all the time. It's my daughter's friends and I. They have a tradition, and you'll see it on Facebook, where they will start recording things I say out of nowhere, and I can tell when it's happening, and I'm about to say something really pretty funny. But yeah, it's a thing they like to do. Record China's Mob is a fun adventure for them.
Fantastic.
So we'll have to have her tell stories for the next Mother's Day episode.
She'll, there you go.
Yeah. She's got all kinds of stories to share about me.
That's that awesome.
They'll be cuss words, I'm sure.
That's great.
Well, awesome. Yeah, it's just a great pleasure having you back. And you've got some more. You've got these aren't epic long but short stories, so now we've had the main course, so now you've got a little like a buffet for us for little things.
I don't tell these stories a lot, and they're what went through my mind actually in listening to all of your magical episodes. By the way, the amongst my people, the shit hickey episode is an absolute winner. Your friends are amazing. It's really funny. That's true. Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's hilarious. So it's a cautionary tale that really should be spread around. Watch out, kids.
Yeah,
shit hickeys are a thing.
Yeah. That's great.
Oh, man. So it got me thinking about, sometimes, and I'm sure your listeners and you guys, it's not so much epic stories, but there's little things that happen in our lives that make you do a double take, or, you know, little things that happen to you that make you go, okay, I really can't explain that. And, you know, we like to think the world is, some things aren't what they seem, and sometimes there's not any answers to anything. So these little stories are kind of like that. So the first thing I wanted to talk about is, for years in my life, I've experienced a phenomena where a drip of water will drip on me indoors generally and out of nowhere. And it's happened to me probably 10 times in my life. And I'll be sitting there and suddenly a drip of water will hit me almost always on my left-hand side. It'll hit me on my shoulder or my arm or my leg. And it's usually a single drip. And it's rather large, like a big dollop of rain or something like that. And, it generally happens in front of other people, thank goodness. And, you know, I'll check the ceiling. I'll check to see if I'm under any plants. People have talked about, bug poop.
Yeah.
Something like that. And, it's a thing that just keeps happening to me. Now, when I looked it up on the internet, because, I'm thinking, well, does this happen? What is the scientific explanation? What would have to come together in order for a drop of water to not only form, but drip on a person regularly? Like, is it me? Is it something about me that is making this happen? And, it's happened. I checked the ceiling. No pipes broken. It's not raining. And I'm not sure if you guys have heard anything like that.
No, I haven't.
Happening to anybody else.
I don't think I have. Have you, Adam or Bob?
No.
I never have heard of that, but I think I have a scientific explanation.
I'm so excited. Yay, Jeff.
Okay,
I'm ready.
You take two hydrogen atoms and right. collide them with one oxygen.
Right. So are you saying I'm so powerful that I can spontaneously combine elements in a non-spectacular way.
That's a hell of a superpower.
You know, yeah. Except that for it's one drop. It doesn't really do anything. But so people ask me if I've smelled it or tasted it. I've touched it. I put it on paper to see if it had a color.
How often is this happening? If you could put a number on it, like throughout the week or month.
Like it happens a couple of times every year.
Okay. Huh. Okay.
Is it just completely random, or is there a certain kind of element that connects all of these things besides the water? But is there something that is situational that, you know, relates?
No, I've been trying to put it together and think, well, okay, scientifically speaking, what would have to happen in order for this to happen to one person? I mean, I'm sure it happens to other people.
Yeah.
But anytime I've asked about it or looked it up on the internet, basically what I see is, you know, your spirit guide, or, you know, it's a family member trying to get in touch with you in some way
how long has it been happening?
It's probably been happening, maybe I'm going to say the last 10 years.
Really?
Is probably the first time I recall it happening. It didn't happen ever in Southern California. It only started happening when I moved to Humboldt, where I live now.
Wow.
And it always happens indoors. And oftentimes it'll happen in front of other people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not always at home. It's happened in the apartment I live in now. It's happened in the camper I lived in previously, and it's happened in public. It happened during, we were at karaoke, and we were all sitting there, and I looked down, and my leg is wet, and I realize, oh, I got hit with water. And it always happens on my left-hand side for some reason.
That is weird.
I have zero explanation for it. I am like, you know, it makes me wish I could be, I'm not a scientist, so I don't know. But people have asked me if I've tasted it.
Yeah.
And, well, no. I'm scared. Yeah, no, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that's the mystery water. I don't know where that's coming from.
I know. Maybe I could talk to somebody else like, hey, will you taste this water for me? It's probably fine. But, you know, people, when I looked it up on the internet or talked to other people, a lot of times people will go right to either spirit guide or, like I said, somebody trying to contact me or, you know, and while I can see where that feels good, I don't know. I can't put together in my mind an explanation of how that explanation comes to be.
Right.
I don't know the root of that explanation necessarily, where that's a common thing or that's just, you know, a wives tale or something that comforts people when they are confronted with a random weird thing that happens, which brought me to the story to begin with. But yeah, it's a really weird thing. And yeah.
Okay. So this is a little weird. Because today, about 2 hours before we sat down to do this, I went out to my car to get some things from a couple of bags of groceries that I had left when I would come back in. And I had I felt a drop of water on the back side of my neck, on the left side. And I looked around, and it's cloudy. It's going to rain tonight, but it's not raining now or yet, and then I stood out there and watched for a few minutes to see if it was starting to rain. And first I thought it might have been bird poop,
right?
Because I've been pooped on by a bird before.
Yeah.
And
I think we all. I have. I think right. That's.
If you've never been three or four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
if you've never been pooped on by a bird, you haven't lived. That's what I say.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, and apparently it's a lucky thing. Apparently.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. May blessings be bestowed upon you.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. Something like that. I don't know the origin of that. Maybe I made that up. But
it could be.
It sounds we'll go with that. So, you know.
That's but, amazing. Yeah.
But it's really strange, though, because I had that happen. And, I mean, now that's not something that regularly occurs to me. But just the mere fact that you brought up this thing. And I've had a couple other weird coincidences this week.
Oh.
I'll go ahead and drop those on you guys real quick. One day I was driving in the kind of the countryside, and I turned my radio off to do something on the phone, listen to a message or something, and I was done, and so I turned the radio back on, and right as I pushed the button, a train honked his horn, and so like at the exact same moment, so that really scared me.
I love it.
The weird thing is, just last night I was working at my desk, and I'd put the TV on over my studio area. And I put it over to one of the kind of like the non-cable channels where it'll play local news and stuff. And then it plays a lot of like retro old TV shows and stuff like that. And they do sci-fi stuff on Saturdays. So anyway, while I'm waiting for Buck Rogers to start, and I'm just sitting and stuff, halfway listening, I hear this report about a local woman whose roof had gotten blown off of her apartment, and it fell down, and she was out in her backyard working on her garden, and it just barely missed her, and it barely missed her car, and all this stuff. And it turns out that was my friend who said her name, and it's startled me, and I turned and looked, and then there she was, and she talked, and she's perfectly fine and everything. Wow. But never watch the news.
I
the news.
Yeah,
if it's not, because the news is depressing.
Yes,
I don't need that. Yeah. I never let watch this, but I just left this on, and there was my friend. So I, you know, text her to check in on her. So
I'm glad she's okay.
That's crazy.
It's a little coincidence that, you know, one thing leads to the other. Now, you know, I mean, are they big, spooky, significant things in the universe? No, not really. But it's kind of fun to think about.
It is interesting. The fact that you came on to tell the story and then you had an incident that happened today.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
It's the small things.
I wanted to tell you, I found this, okay, it's on wideopenpets.com. It says, if a bird poops on you or anything that you own, it's said to be good luck. This Turkish superstition is based on the rare odds of actually being pooped on by a bird.
Wow.
So you pulled that out of somewhere.
I mean, what are the odds that four people sitting in a podcast together have all been pooped on?
Yeah, and
by birds.
Significant. Yeah.
It says the odds of being pooped on by a bird is less than being the winner of a lottery.
Wow.
Really?
Oh. Yes.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I would rather have won the lottery, but
that would be cool.
Based on the amount of birds, you know, in the sky. So.
Okay, so what you're saying is that the odds of four people who are sitting here from all parts of the world talking together, and we've all been pooped on, is kind of extraordinary.
It's pretty amazing.
That's pretty amazing. See, this brings me to the reason for telling these small stories, because this is what came to mind. It's like, you know, yes, one small thing, one drip of water, but what are the odds of that? And that if you take all these little things that happen to people in their lives that take you aback and make you go, wait a minute, you know, that it seems to me that, you know, the observable world, we're limited in our observational abilities. We have, you know, dysfunctional eyeballs, and our hearing is you know, the things that we perceive are limited. I mean, no doubt about it, scientifically speaking. So, you know, these little shifts, I don't want to say in the veil, but, you know, there's moments where you think, okay, there's more to the world than we're able to perceive. So what right. is that? Do we, you know, what comes to mind, do we share the world with other creatures that we just can't see that aren't magical creatures? Mm-hmm. They're just creatures we can't see, you know, like I think of cuttlefish mm-hmm. in the ocean. I mean, mm-hmm. they have an amazing ability to hide. Fish cannot see them. Right. So what's to say that we don't share the world with mm-hmm. other creatures or not all around us that we just can't see, you yeah. know, that aren't Absolutely. Necessarily magical creatures, but they're real and, you know, as real mm-hmm. as a squid is yeah. to the predators. So, you know, yeah.
it's fascinating. It really
yeah,
is.
It really, really is. And the drop of water thing, you know, I've never heard anybody, again, I've never heard anybody really be able to explain it, and I've never met any other person who has had that happen to them on the regular, you know.
Yeah, that is weird. So do you feel it hit, or do you notice that you've got a drop of wetness on you later? Does it always hit bare skin, or does it fall on your clothes? And
well, it's a big drop and I feel it hit. And that's usually when I notice it, I'll hear it. It'll go whap, like a big, it's like a big giant raindrop. Mm. And it always goes straight down, meaning it'll hit, it'll go pap. I'll hear it and then I'll look. And, you know, oftentimes it'll hit so hard, it'll splash up. And if somebody's sitting next to me, there's been situations where it's hit me and it's then splashed on somebody else and we both looked over and there it is. Wow. Oftentimes it'll hit me on my forearm, my hand. It's hit me on the shoulder and it's hit me on the leg, always on the left-hand side. I've never had it hit on the right-hand side ever.
Wow, man.
Never. And, man, you know,
that is so weird.
It's really weird.
It's, you know, I mean, a random raindrop is explainable in, for out being in the outdoors like me. It could have been totally that, you know, it's just a random raindrop that precedes the rest of the storm that's going to be coming up later in this evening. But inside, that's
right.
Yeah.
That's a yeah. whole other.
And and the fact that you'd be drip, if it were a drip, the fact that you would be dripped on, like there would be a leak or something in that many different locations, you know, like it's not all happening in the same place.
Is right. I just happen to be yeah. sitting where the drip randomly hits right. me on the left-hand side.
Mm-hmm. It's so weird.
No matter where I am.
Yeah.
I mean, that alone would be weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Pipes always break and hit me on the left side. That's weird.
Right. Yeah. You're always the one that it hits.
Yes, always. I mean, I'm guessing yeah. there's other people out there that don't think it's a big deal or just brush it off. You know, maybe they'll hear this and go, oh my gosh, it happened to me too. So if you're out there.
Yeah, man. Yeah, definitely get in touch.
Yeah. Hey, I was just thinking, thinking back on the times that you've been dripped on,
That sounds so inappropriate.
I know, to be like, wait a minute, let's be specific. Okay, kids, turn off the podcast. No.
Things just got nasty.
I know.
Do you recall anything, any kind of similar occurrences, like any, were you with the same people? Were you doing something, you know, at, you know, that you'd done when you'd been dripped on before? Was it anything like that? Do you recall anything?
It's been with all different people. It's been with my daughter a few times because we're always together, but, it's happened near my daughter. It's happened, near my ex-husband. It's happened with my sister. So the common denominator, as far as I could tell, is me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've touched it. It doesn't have a smell. It doesn't have any, I felt for like to see Like I said, I put it on a white piece of paper to see if there was like a color to it that I couldn't tell, whether, you know, like rusty pipes or some kind of color, or I've rubbed it between my fingers to see if it had any grit or anything like that. Right. Mm-hmm. And as far as I can tell, it's just water or something like that. It doesn't have any feel or smell or anything to it. But it's a lot of it. That's the thing that
it's not just like a sprinkle, right? It's not just a little drop. It's not just a little dollop. It's
like a little dollop. It's a bloop. It's a big, wow. It's like a big fat raindrop. And it's always heading straight down. That's the other thing too. It's not like it hits me at an angle.
Right.
Or hits me at this
side. The other weird thing is that I don't think if it happened to me, like, I don't think I would connect the dots that I keep getting hit with water. The only thing that would make me connect the dots is if it were significant enough to get my attention. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You know, because, like, I'll have times when, like, I'm driving in the car and I'll think that I feel a raindrop or something, but it's real small. And I'm always like, well, maybe that was just, like, maybe a nerve or something just going, you know, doing a little test. You know what I mean? Like, see if that part of the forearm is alive or something, you know?
Yeah, well, that is a phenomenon in researching this situation. Really? That is a thing. Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Where people feel phantom raindrops or phantom drops of water.
Okay.
You know.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know if I wouldn't. What I'm saying is that it has to be significant enough to get your attention. You know, significant enough of water to get your attention to go, this isn't just this a random occurrence that you know, it this happens enough for me to realize, oh my gosh, this keeps happening on the same side of my body.
Keeps happening. That's exactly right. And it's enough to where, you know, and like I said, I'm a critical thinker. My first thought is like, what is this? How could this be? What has to, you know, it's like a cloud, okay? Certain things have to come into play to create a rain cloud and then to have it drop on you. So I'm thinking, okay, you know, there has to be what needs to be in place in order for this to even be possible. And if other people weren't seeing it, I'd think, okay, well, I'm hallucinating raindrop. I'm hallucinating water dripping on me all the time. But, you know, thankfully it's often... it's almost always with other people. There's almost always other people in the room when it happens. And I'm like, well, there it is. It's weird, and I don't know how to explain it. I honestly don't. But, you know, it's what brought me to this episode or the stories that I wanted to talk to you guys about, because, you know, sometimes there's big unexplained stories, but, you know, when you start to put together all these little things that happen to people, and I know there's others out there that have just these random tiny occurrences, but when you put them together in the population, I don't know, I have no idea how many people are in fact experiencing this, and who knows, it might be a lot. But, you don't get to talk about it generally. Right,
and we want to hear from them. Seriously.
Yeah, I want to hear them. You know.
Wow.
Yeah. I need to take an ad out.
Right. If anybody has any explanations or stories of something similar, get in touch
with us. Right.
Yeah.
Or if there's any meteorologists out there, or I don't know what scientific discipline. Are you a meteorologist? Yeah. Somebody, what would need to happen for a raindrop to form all by itself indoors? Mm-hmm. I'm curious about that.
Sure.
So awesome. And it would be actually what made me think of your outdoor water situation earlier today. I was thinking, wouldn't it be weird now that we've had this conversation and now that you know me, if this started happening to you on the regular? So I'm really curious about that.
Right. We'll be consciously taking notes, you know, from
now on. Can I share, like, can I share this with other people? Right. I did not know that. I don't know that that's ever happened before. So that's kind of weird.
And the girl, the babysitter girl, she picked up the phone, and there was a policeman on the other side. And he said, "We've tracked the phone call, and it's coming from inside the house."
Whoa.
Yeah, dude.
I love those urban legend stories.
Dude, I do too. And you remember the one where the girl, it's always the babysitter or it's the kids making out in Lover's Lane, but there's the one where the girl comes up and she finds the kids are watching TV and she turns them around and their face has SpaghettiOs.
Oh, man. Or the hook guy. Remember the hook guy? Oh,
the hook was hanging from the rearview mirror.
Yeah.
So if you got a story that is similar to any of those awesome urban legends, we want to hear it. Because, you know, those urban legends, man, they start off as somebody's true life weird story. It's got to be true somewhere.
So the second thing I wanted to talk about is something that happened with in Trinidad, California. So I was... my parents live in Trinidad, and we were all sitting outside like we often do. It was a beautiful day. We were hanging outside, my family, my mom, my sister, her kids, my dad. We were sitting out there, bright blue sky, no clouds. And then suddenly, it was as if the world brightened really quickly. And then went back to normal. And it was really fast. It was like, and it wasn't like an explosion or a centrally located light source. It was like everything got really bright and then went back to normal. And I look over at my mom, and my mom looks at me, and I said, "Did you see that?" And she said, "Yeah. That was really weird." And later on, I looked it up on the internet, you know, because try to see if this is some sort of known phenomena, like, you know, sprites or day lightning or something like that. And, you know, people talk about a dimming. I see a dimming a lot where the world will, the visual world will get dim for a second and then go back to normal, but I've never seen anybody talk about a brightening before. And it was a really strange thing. It was really, really strange. It was like a glitch in the matrix or some such thing.
Were there clouds? Was it a cloudy day or anything like that? Or
no cloudy day. It was bright blue.
When was this? Do you know when it happened? I mean, do you remember roughly?
Oh gosh. Well, it would have been summer, probably a few years ago.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah, no storm clouds, no shadow, and it was everything. Like, everything got bright. It wasn't just the sky. And it was really bright. Like, it was very obvious. It wasn't like a slight brightening. It was like really bright and then went back to normal.
So I guess a good metaphor maybe would be like if you're coming out of the movies, a daytime movie, and you go outside and all of a sudden, you know, your eyes are like, it's really bright because your eyes are adjusting to the light. And then it goes back to like kind of normal. Your eyes adjust. But it's not, that's not what happened, obviously. But is that kind of the situation, that kind of a idea? Well,
enough to make you squint, you know, like.
It happened really fast.
Oh, okay.
It was like flicking on a light switch and flicking it off.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Huh.
And it wasn't gradual. It didn't go gradually bright and then not. It was bright and not bright. It was the oddest thing. And luckily, my mom was sitting there because I would have thought,
yeah,
you know, am I having an aneurysm or something? Yeah. Like. Yeah.
Oh man.
I was gonna say it's a good thing that somebody else saw that because
there might have been
some kind of neurological thing, some kind of synapse misfiring
there. Yeah, that's exactly what I would have thought. Had I been by myself, I would have said, okay, I need to go to the emergency room or something like that. But yeah. And I've never seen it again. And, you know, I didn't hear anybody. I'll immediately go to the internet. You know, we have a pretty good local internet presence up here. We're in a rural area, so people go, did you see that weird thing? And but nobody mentioned it. It wasn't like a universal thing or something somebody saw or, you know, some sort of a UFO test or.
Right, exactly. To my next question was, were you aware of any possible change in time? Like,
oh, that freaks me out.
Maybe something happened. Maybe you were abducted and then put back. And you don't remember any of that, you know, but that second or that bit of time to where you were, you know, you saw the light, it get the world get brighter, then go away. Maybe that's your eyes and your brain waking back up. And
right, putting together the pieces. Yeah. Okay, that freaks me out.
I mean, I'm looking for a possibility, some kind of solution. Outside of the normal, and because, you know, that's specialized in, but
the other thing too is that, like, if something like that were to happen, I mean, let's just say that a lot of people saw that, right? A lot of people experienced that. There wasn't enough time for your brain to really catch that, like, oh my God, that really just happened. Like, probably what most people would have done or did maybe is just say, well, that must have been my eyes, you know? Especially if you're by yourself. You'd be like, oh, man, that must have been. I'll have times when I get floaters across my eyes and my vision will go blurry. It used to freak me out because I was like, dude, something's going on here. I'm having a stroke or something, you know? But it clears up after a little while, and it's just a little. Because I looked that up. I'm like, what is that? Well, it's these little particles. Tiny particles get stuck in your eye and it makes your vision blurry.
Alien particle. No, yeah, I'm just
could have been. I'm just saying that people probably were just like, oh, that didn't really happen. Like, it must have been just my eyes freaking out for a second, you know?
I get those floaters all the time too. And when I was really little, I used to think that I had super vision and I could see microscopic organisms in the air.
I thought I was going blind or something.
Right. I mean, maybe you can. That is exactly what I was thinking. That, you know, people see a lot of things. And if it happens so fast, I can see how there's probably people seeing all kinds of things, but if it's like a singularity and they're going to brush it off and never really talk about it again. And, you know, most people, I'm going to guess, don't, you know, then show up to work and go, hey, you guys, I just saw this crazy thing. Like, you're going to,
I just witnessed a glitch in the Matrix.
Because humans are trained to brush it off. It's like our whole thing, really. Mm-hmm. So,
You might have completely dismissed it had you been alone.
Yeah.
If you wouldn't have looked at your mother and she, you know, recognized that it happened as well, you might have just, well, maybe I got up too fast. Maybe I had a little episode or something. Yeah. You know? But for both of you guys to see it, and I like where Adam's mind went with his, and it just shows how completely differently we think of things, because I went for, you know, I was kind of like, okay, I'm thinking maybe a quick meteor flash, but
actually that did cross my mind.
I was thinking, but for that would have to be, you know, I mean, can turn night to day, but if it's already daytime, the sun's so intense, especially probably California, that I don't know if that would cause a big enough change. And if it was close enough, it would probably, you might have heard an explosion or some kind of a noise. And so I left that. And then I thought, well, you know, it could be the glint off an airplane, possibly. I don't know. I mean, something in the sky could have shot a reflection down. But I don't know. That's interesting.
Yeah, it was really interesting. And actually, it's really funny, a little bit about me. I do have some of my regular websites that I do check as a, you know, I have a flight tracker, I have a satellite tracker, and I have a fireball and meteor tracker, Sky Weather, I think it's called. It's a great thing. You can track. Cool. Anything that's flying over you. So, oh, wow. You know, I did check that, whether there was, you know, because that's what occurred to me, actually, is whether it could have been a meteor that hit the atmosphere in such a way that it didn't enter the atmosphere all the way, but it just brightened everything really fast. And, you know, there was nothing like that at the moment. So that is the first thing that crossed my mind is, did we just see the flash of a meteor or something like that? Did we see some sort of a... is it some sort of an electromagnetic phenomenon? Because, like, you know, things like red sprites. I don't know if you know what those are, but those weren't captured on film. It's a type of lightning. It wasn't captured on film until recently. You know, there's all kinds of really interesting lightning-related phenomena that, you know...
Yeah.
That's happened to me, but it's, you know, 'cause here we get some pretty wild storms, and there'll be time, like yesterday, there was a time when I was driving, and it was overcast, and it was like, I kept having flashes, like it would just like, it kept catching my attention, but it wasn't defined in any way, like it just looked like my whole view would just sort of go white for a second. But what it was electrical storms going off above head. And of course that's explained by the bad weather that we had. But what I'm saying is it's a weird thing that your mind is trying to figure out what's going on. You don't see the lightning as you would normally, you know, see the bolt, you know, you're just catching glimpses of some things that are, you know, going off overhead, and it's being shadowed by the cloud cover, which is illuminating the whole sky. It's just, it's, you know, little flickers here and there. But if there's no clouds and there's no, you know, storms, then we got something else, you know?
Yeah, that's what made me think. Is there, you know, atmospheric lightning or something like that? You know, on the planet where solar daytime doesn't matter, solar flare or something, you know, exactly, something like that.
Solar flare too, but that would have had a bigger disruptive kind of wave, you know, because that would be electromagnetic. That would have had messed up like any kind of like
computer
satellite or anything electronic around.
Right.
So
And I will say, up in it's technically West Haven, which is Trinidad, California. They're up on the top of the hill, and when there is a solar flare, which is why I started tracking the solar flare specifically, because when we're up there and a solar flare happens, all our phones go out. Yeah. It's really common.
We
can't use our phones up there. I mean, we are kind of in the wilderness. I mean, we are in Bigfoot land up here. So, you know, you know, but it's funny because any phenomena, people, you know, the indigenous people up here or people who have lived here for a really long time tend to be weirdly tight-lipped about phenomena that happens. You know, if I ask people, you know, tell me stories about, you know, weird things that have happened up here, everyone's like, I don't know. I don't want to talk about it.
That's, like, it's that's really common here also.
Very thing. Common.
You know,
that's I think it's probably in rural areas. You don't want to be, thought of as an outsider or a weirdo or a witch. You know, or, well, yeah. I mean, to a degree, you know, just that kind of, you know, a thing. So,
yeah. So it's very interesting. So anyway, I would love, you know, it just makes me wonder how much of the world is just our brains putting together the bare minimum of what we experience. And the world we're actually walking around in is very different from the world we think we're walking around in, which is really interesting because who knows what's happening.
So. Absolutely.
Perception is Well, perception, I almost said perception is 95% of the law, but no, that doesn't make any sense. Yeah. Anyway.
But it's certainly a percentage. It's certainly a percentage, you know?
Yeah. I mean,
you know, unfortunately.
We're fragile.
Yeah. And unfortunately, I think we think that we have all this technology. We're so smart, you know. And I think that as we move into the modern age, when man sort of like is being forced into a cubicle, we're losing perception as far as, mm-hmm. as connectedness to one another, and the possibilities of what we're designed to do. And how we can communicate with one another. Like, for all the good things that the technology brings, it also can sort of stifle those things that the brain does to give you perception. You know, we've survived as a species for so long because over time we've developed these skills of like, I don't eat that. Because I know from hundreds of thousands of years of evolution that my body will not process that, you know, or, you know, I want to mate with this certain, you know, type of individual because genetically I know that I can, you know, my genes will make it further along into the future, into the process.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It should be a natural instinct when in fact we're losing that.
Right.
It's really interesting that you say that because, you know, it makes me wonder. I think, well, technology is only as good as the brains that are putting it to use. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times I see, you know, we are capable, technologically speaking, of really amazing things. Mm-hmm. And yet humans, we're still such babies, I think, in the world. Right. That we are like, we invented this amazing thing. We're like, look, it's like a really cool paperweight. And I'm thinking, well, why aren't we using these amazing pieces of technology, but we'll use it for like fun just sort of tootling around, which I find really interesting. And maybe there is something to that. We're not far enough in our physical evolution to really be able to make use of the technological aspects of what we've invented. Like we've invented this magical thing, but we're too slow to use it.
Right. Well, we still want to bicker about stupid shit. You know what I mean? Meanwhile, we got this amazing opportunity to like do some amazing shit, but we're still talking about some dumb shit that some guy, some bill that some dude signed into order that was, you know, backed by a bunch of bullshit money. You know, it's like,
damn right. No,
you know, it's like, it doesn't make any sense. You know, it's like, we got to get over that. But we're entering a time when modern humans aren't really mentally equipped with what we're looking at right now. You know, before you worked, and there was a sense of satisfaction in daily labor and doing that. And we're getting to the point now where, you know, those jobs are sort of being, you know, we're getting into the robot age. You know, and we have more time.
Which really is cool if we weren't fixated on, they're like, but then how are we going to get, you know, dollar, physical thing. Right. It's really weird. Like, well, how about we just don't worry about that? It's kind of a stupid middleman, but whatever.
Right. So we sit at home and we have more time to contemplate, you know, and we have more time to make stupid shit up. You know,
like, let's go create art and amazing technological things. Like what we could do, we're sort of straddling the bridge between old ways and the possibilities that are out there, you know, and you're right. Evolutionarily speaking, I think we're not emotionally ready.
We aren't ready for the internet yet. As humanity as a whole, as mankind, we're not ready for the internet. And the reason I can say that is we can all look at it and agree. I think if you think about it, is just look how we treat each other on the internet. And you know, it's like little kids on the playground. Everybody's like, either you're on our side or you're a doo-doo head, you know,
or, tribalism, you know, man.
It is a new tribalism. And I mean, that's just ways to control people. And it's all whatever. You know, right. Beyond,
I think it's comforting.
It's beyond the scope of what we really want to even focus on.
I know, we'd be like, oh, this is getting crazy. Okay, because I do think, like, something Barry said before, where, you know, we're still halfway instinctual, where our instincts say we want to look for the tribal costume of the enemy. What does the enemy look like? Right, how can we tell a good partner in marriage and offspring from a bad partner? And it's very confusing for us now because we've sort of like, we still want to hold on to that thread. And yet we know the world has moved beyond it in a certain way to me. You know, it's not like that. We're not choosing for offspring anymore. We're choosing partners really for intellectual reasons oftentimes.
And I think too, like,
when
I look at my kids, and I think our kids are probably similar in age, like when I look at my kids' generation, I think for all the like terrible things you can say about the young generations, man, like they're pretty good people, you know, like, the amount of love, I think, it far overshadows anything else. You know, I think we're getting better at treating people at maybe at a local level, with dignity and respect, you know? And that's, I think I have to try to see the good at what is coming out of all the craziness. And that's one good thing, I think, is that, I mean, my God, when we were growing up, man, everybody got hit. I mean, everybody. You know, you got the shit kicked out of you by your parents. I mean, that's just the way it was. You know, and it's like, it took us a long time to figure out that, hey, like, maybe we shouldn't beat the shit out of our kids. You know, like, now, for better or worse, it creates a different type of person. You know what I mean?
You mean hilarious?
Yeah.
No, I'm with you. You know, young people, okay, my daughter is 29 and my sister's kids are 16 and 13 and they're amazing. They are amazing. They're kicking ass and I am so proud of them. Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, it's time for the people who are holding on to the old way.
Yeah.
To step aside, because these kids are doing it. They're going.
And they have a different sense of the world, you know?
Yeah. We have to listen to them more, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, just stop being such control freaks. That's my thing.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah.
Maybe I'm not right all the time. Well, you know?
Yeah,
you're amazing. Yeah, I love them. Mm-hmm. Go kids. Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
So, oh man, this is a funny episode.
Sorry, we went off on some crazy tangent, but
it's great.
It's all right.
Tangents are my favorite.
Yeah.
Barry, what do you think that people find the most far-fetched? Ghost stories or aliens as being the more unbelievable?
I would say aliens.
You know, I would agree with that probably too, because I think with ghosts, there's a part of the belief system that is abound throughout the world, and we want to have some kind of assurance of some form of life after death.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas with aliens, it's unknown for sure. It's completely unknown. We have only our imagination. We don't have a lot of universal stories that we agree upon that these things exist, maybe.
To believe in aliens is to believe that we are not the sole existence of this world, which goes against a lot of belief systems.
It definitely does. But you know, the great thing about what we're doing here is we are open to all your stories about ghosts or aliens or anything in between or anything outside of. We're not here to judge. We're here to just talk and to share. And we don't want you to think you're crazy, because you're not.
Okay, so the next story I want to talk about is a story my daughter actually has been trying to get me to tell. It's kind of a funny story. And it's really a story about a friend of mine who I've known since the dawn of time. Let's call him Mike. I have a lot of Mike stories. So it takes place in the Lindley House. And like I said before, the Lindley House was basically a group of just children living in a house. It was, you know, like a Peter Pan scenario. We basically raised ourselves. And so I had gone to bed, and it's the middle of the night, and my friends come and wake me up. Heather, there's a little girl on the porch. And I'm thinking, okay, it's the middle of the night. This can't be good. Why is there a little girl on the porch? So I wake up and everybody's peeking out the window, looking at this little girl. And I peek out the window and I see on the porch is sitting this little girl. I'm going to say she's probably between 7 and 8 years old. She's not wearing anything but a long t-shirt and like a pajama t-shirt. And her hair is all messed up, and she's just sort of clutching her legs and sitting on the porch. So I think, okay, well, somebody has to go out there. So I open the door, and I go out onto the porch, and I sit down next to her, and I say, hey, honey, are you okay? You know? And the little girl turns her head to me. And as she looks at me, I realize that the person I'm sitting next to is not a little girl at all, but a grown woman, probably 10 years older than me at the time. And I recognize I am sitting right next to a person who is either dangerously crazy or has been through some serious trauma related situation, but all my hackles went up as this little girl in my mind transformed into an adult woman. And she said, hi, Charlotte, for some reason. And I stood up and I went back into the house real quick. I mean, had she had a knife, she could have just stabbed me right in the face. That's how close to her I was. It was awful. It was seriously shocking. And it says something about perception. When you think you're walking up to a puppy that somehow turns into a monster, it's kind of like how I felt. So, yeah.
I got such cold chills as you were telling that. I mean, sure. I got like everything.
It was terrifying. It was genuinely terrifying.
I had no idea where that was going. And I was hoping for a black-eyed, it was like a black-eyed child.
Yeah, almost.
Type story, but that's scary, dude.
It was so scary. It made me, you know, I mean, I totally put myself in complete danger because when I thought, how I'm going to go help this little kid who, well, it turns out is not a kid at all.
So I
went back in the house, and everyone's peeking out the windows, you know, what's going on? And so I call the police, and I say, hi, there's a woman on my porch who's clearly been through something. And, you know, it's probably 3 o'clock in the morning. And so we're waiting
this
around.
This is 3 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my Lord.
Mm-hmm. So now, you know, I'm 20 years old at the time. You're kind of an idiot when you're 20. I mean, you know, all good fun. But
no, absolutely, man. Yeah, you're still just, what's the term? You're still cooking, as it were?
Yeah, right. You're just skipping through the world.
Right.
So I call the police. And as we're waiting for the police to come, I realize, you know, I need a cigarette because that was horrifying. It was terrible. So my friend Mike, who is still asleep from the fun of the night before, probably, has a pack of cigarettes with one cigarette in it. And I figure, okay, well, he's sleeping, so I'm going to take it. So I smoke a cigarette. We're waiting for the police. The police are taking a long time to show up. And she's just sitting on the porch. We're all watching her to make sure she doesn't wander off. And in the meantime, my friend Mike wakes up. He says, you know, what's going on? And also, what kind of jerk stole my cigarette? So, I have to confess, well, I'm sorry, Mike. I went through this traumatic experience. There was a child woman on the porch, and I really needed a cigarette. And so as soon as the police come, I'll go and I'll get you more. Don't worry about it. He's not having any of that. So he decides, being the stubborn fella he is, screw you, cigarette stealers. I'm going to go to the store. Don't go out there, Mike, we say. Don't go out there. He says, well, too bad. I'm going out there. So he goes out there and for some reason stops to talk to this woman. And as we're all watching out the window, she gets up and walks with Mike down the block heading toward the store. And we're thinking, oh, God.
Mike not come back.
Seriously? Okay. Hey, you know, if this is what you got to do, this is what you got to do. Oh, you're already mad at me for being a cigarette stealer, so I'm not going to try to stop you. So Mike leaves. 5 minutes later, the police show up. So where's this, you know, traumatized woman you just called us about? And then I had to say to the police, well, my friend Mike decided for some reason to take her to the store. And so they say, okay, I guess we'll head that way and see if we can catch her. And we say, great. And so we're all waiting. The police drive off and we're waiting with bated breath, waiting. What's going to happen? And so my friend Mike shows up about 10 minutes later and we're like, what happened? Did the police show up? And he said, yeah, you know, I was at the liquor store, me and that lady, and the the police show up and I decide, well, I want nothing to do with that. And so I hightailed it out of there, and here I am. And we are all thinking like, oh, my God, this is a story without resolution. What happened, Mike? What happened to the lady you took to the store, you crazy maniac? But anyway, that's my lady transforms into – that's my girl who transforms into a lady story.
Wow.
And also my friend Mike.
Yeah, so what happened on their walk? Did like – what did they – did they talk? Did they like – what?
Yeah, he said no. They just walked silently together to the store.
Oh, my Lord.
My friend Mike is the going with it guy. Yeah. He just goes with it.
Just not a big deal.
No matter what happens. Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, wow. I just walked late. I walked to the store with a lady in a T-shirt.
Oh, my
Lord. Didn't you think to question what, number one, who was she? Number two, why was she on the porch? Number three, didn't she seem like a maniac? Number four, why was she wearing no shoes and a T-shirt?
At 3 a.m. Oh, my Lord.
But he did none of those things. All he did was want a cigarette, walk to the store, see the police, and left.
Oh, my gosh, man. That's crazy.
Oh, my God.
That is crazy.
Yeah, it was a crazy situation. But that's Mike. One day I'll tell you the story about when a friend of mine in the neighborhood for some reason had a pet monkey and brought the monkey over and asked us if we would babysit the monkey. For some reason, we said yes, and I don't remember the end of that story either. I remember we had a monkey accidentally for a while, which was horrifying. Like, oh, my God, what if he never comes back? What if he just leaves us with this monkey, and now we're a bunch of kids in a house stuck with a monkey? How do you deal with that?
That's hilarious.
A piece of trivia, though, this liquor store that Mike walked to was the liquor store that they filmed Repo Man at.
Oh, cool, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we lived about a block and a half. We as kids watched the filming of that movie at this liquor store. the scene where they go into the liquor store and Tiny, who is the guy who actually owned the liquor store, did the cameo where he gets shot in the robbery attempt.
Yeah.
Is a family friend of ours. And we all got that happen. Yeah. Ooh, it was really amazing.
Wow, that's cool.
But that's the liquor store that my dumb friend Mike took the lady to for some reason.
Wow.
So bizarre. These are my random stories for the day.
That's cool.
Oh, man. I know. I think about her a lot. I mean, at least the police were there, but I have no idea. I have no idea what happened. Again, it was a weird neighborhood.
Yeah, right.
It sounds like either she was traumatized or she was really just whacked out on something.
Both of those things are entirely possible.
So.
Or mm-hmm. both of those in one, entirely possible. In retrospect, you know, now that I'm a 50-year-old adult, I think to myself, you know, you're an idiot when you're 20. I would never have let Mike wander off with this woman. And I just still to this day, he says, I don't know. I have no idea why I did it.
That's
all crazy. I could think of was Heather's a jerk.
he just wanted his smokes.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
You know. Oh, man. But anyway, that's so awesome. That's my story of the day. That's my story. Man.
That's great.
That's great.
That is good.
Yeah.
Anybody that's heard the other episode, I mean, I was expecting maybe it to turn into a monster or just disappear or something, you know?
Right. It did to me. She was a monster there for a minute.
Yeah.
I realized I had sat down next to a monster.
Yeah. Yeah.
And again, perception is what goes through my mind. Of you know, course. When you convince yourself of something, your brain just goes along with it. And it says, sure, I'm going to accept this as truth. I'm going to go help this girl. When in fact, clearly, I was putting myself in terrible danger. You know, who knows what she could have done? I mean, I being 20 and then realizing she was not a 7-year-old at all. I mean, you know, to go from 7 to 30, as soon as she looked at me.
Man. Wow.
So weird.
It was a weird neighborhood we lived in. It is Reseda, after all.
Right.
Oh, man.
Well, that's good. Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you for your lovely stories, man. So entertaining.
Always.
You guys are fun. You guys are fun to talk to. All right, we need to have you guys on Bat Phone.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, all right, what are you doing? I got one. Well, I guess you do have a Bat Phone. I called it. If anybody's listening, call that phone. It's wonderful. Absolutely. Wonderful thing to do. And like I said, hey, anytime you're in Humboldt.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're the number one stop for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And also, I mean, we're going to be talking to you fairly soon once you get your expedition to the house.
I'm so excited.
Yeah,
nervous, but I'm excited.
I'm so curious about that.
Man. I wonder are you going to do anything like, you know, are you going to do the ghost hunting stuff? Are you going to take some, you know, like digital recording equipment, stuff like that, you know, see if you can connect or anything like that.
You know, it's funny because I contacted a couple of like ghost hunter groups in Reseda to see if I can, you know, cause that stuff is expensive and I don't know, you know, I can maybe figure out how to build one, but actually what I would love to build or have use of is, you know, that technology where they use the Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what that technology is called. It's like a dot matrix.
Right. Mm-hmm. You seen that, Adam? It's pretty cool, man. Yeah.
It's pretty neat. Mm-hmm. Ghost Adventures started using it. The guy that they work with, and I can't think of his name right now for some reason, but he's the one that builds all their technology.
Right.
And, you know, he built the Ovilus. He built, you know, and this, what it does is it uses the Wii or Xbox dot matrix technology to recognize a body, and then it maps the human, you know, it's the same lens, technology.
I think I have seen that then. It's kind of looks like it's it kind of looks like infrared, or it looks like, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Rudimentary kind of
Exactly.
Computer animation, right.
Because what's fascinating about that is, you know, when you when you're playing games, and I do, I play games, and, you know, you don't hear about a glitch where this technology is finding a body, a player, where there isn't one.
Right.
It seems like they have that technology pretty dialed in. And what's extraordinary is that this technology maps other bodies where you can't see an actual person is kind of extraordinary to me.
I did not realize that that's what it was. I just thought it was some kind of camera. I didn't realize it was like a Wii Fit or whatever, something like that.
It's kind of like that.
Right.
But, you know, and then they went on to use it in the making of the movies Paranormal Activity. It's chilling. It's definitely chilling. But I would love to have that technology in the Lindley House. I'm really curious about that.
Yeah.
You know, so
you got to make that app. You got to get one of those groups to come with you. I mean, I would think that for them it would be just a rich treasure trove of stuff.
Super opportunity. Yeah. Like, let's go look at it, because this house is definitely very, very active.
Absolutely.
And, you know, who knows? You know, it would be amazing to see if it captured bodies. You know, I'm going to go in there again with like a sage suit and covered in crosses. I don't know how that's going to happen.
That's cool. Well, we'll be waiting with bated breath for you to.
Awesome. I know I've got to leave a note. If I don't come back,
we're going to come hunt for the data if that happens.
Oh, there it is. Right. You walk in and then there's just a recorder sitting there with my last message. Yeah.
And a little girl who's actually a 30-year-old.
Right, a 30-year-old. And she's going to go, "Hi, Charlotte." And it's going to scare
that's great.
Oh, wow, you guys are... Well, thank you so
much. Thank you, Heather. We really appreciate you.
And it was good to see you again.
It's
good to see you guys too. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, for definitely. Sure. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Hey, Barry.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a goat sucker?
What?
Goat sucker. Chupacabra.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever seen one of those?
I haven't seen one personally, but I've heard about them.
Yeah, me too. If anybody's got a goat sucking story, if you got a goat sucker story, we want to hear it. If you got a Bigfoot story, we want to hear it. If you got a Loch Ness Monster story, or a Lake Champlain story, or Ogopogo story, or an Oingo Boingo story. Wait, that was an 80s band. Anyway, you got a weird cryptid story, we want to hear it.
I didn't even know what a cryptid was, man.
Yeah, dude, cryptids. They're like the animals that haven't been necessarily proven by science. They're the ones on the edge. You know, they're not necessarily known animals, but they're known animals. We don't have the bodies or anything like that. So they're kind of like half myth, half story, based in reality, but still in that weird mystery area that we don't know about yet. Cryptids are fun. Well, damn, that was fun. Heather is always fun. It's always great to talk to her, and you know, she hadn't gone to the Lindley House, so she is gonna do that, and she is gonna come back and report onto that. So we've been promised, so we're looking forward to that. That'll be a lot of fun. But man, just the weird things, man. Like, you know, the water droplet is one of those things that if you just don't pay attention to it,
yeah,
you'll miss how weird the universe is.
Yes. And I wonder, you know? I wonder how many, because that's really a subject that doesn't come up very much.
Yeah.
And I wonder how many other people out there have had that happen, you know? I mean, like I said, sometimes I'd feel something like that, but not enough to ever go, oh, that's a thing. Like I keep, you know, there's never enough of an accumulation in the droplet itself to make me realize or notice that it's a thing, you know, like, and if it keeps happening to you, that's just a weird thing. And I would, you know, if anybody out there has had anything similar to that happen or knows of a story, we'd love to hear it.
It seems beyond mere coincidence.
Yeah.
You know, and it also could merely be just a lot of observations that this thing that happens that is could be a very scientifically valid thing that we don't know about. But it's either way.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
The fact that it happens in so many different locations is what's so strange.
And indoors. It's just weird.
Yeah, it is weird. And the of course the girl on the porch would have absolutely freaked me out.
Dude.
I say girl, woman. She thought was a girl, was a woman.
Yeah.
In the middle of the night, sitting on your porch would probably be one of the most disconcerting feelings, I think.
Yeah. Especially because she looked like, you know, before she saw her face and knew she was an adult, you know, and older than her at the time.
Yeah.
But saw, you know, she was acting like a, you know, a battered child or something. That was just,
that's way creepy, man.
I really would like to know what was going on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's a horror movie right there.
You know? And then her buddy walks off.
Yeah.
To go get smokes. I mean, you know, I guess I understand, you know, if you're out of smokes, you need smokes. But like, you know, just the weird tag along.
Yeah.
His new friend. Yeah. I don't know. That's just so bizarre.
That is bizarre. It is bizarre.
Yeah. And then, you know, the brightening, you know, that weird kind of thing. I don't know. I was convinced that it was, I think maybe beyond some atmospheric condition, I think maybe she was abducted.
Yeah. Hey, man. Hey, could be. It, again, would be so fascinating. And I wonder if there's any way that you could, you know, find some satellite footage or something from that time. But, I mean, you're asking a lot, you know, asking her to remember that time and all that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, weird things happen. And that could be one of those weird things.
Yeah, it could be just another easily explained scientific, you know, rationale, like this occurrence, you know, it could be just some weird thing, you know, within the atmosphere, because weird things happen in the atmosphere all the time, you know, and people freak out, you know, when they see, like, you remember a couple years ago with the double rainbow.
That's right.
You know, of course, now that guy was freaking out because he was a little bit, you know, keyed up. He was a little bit notched up. He was a little bit beyond our normal connection with the universe. He had his own special
thing.
You know, he was on something. He was on something.
Yeah.
Let's get there.
Yeah.
But more power to him. But, you know, like, I remember I've seen pictures where, like, these things called sun dogs. I don't know if you've ever heard about them.
I don't think so.
But it's what it is there, it's a weird atmospheric condition where you see the sun and it's usually there's clouds or something in the sky, but it looks like there are often two or maybe it's just one smaller suns about 90 degrees on either side.
Okay.
You know, just straight over on the other side, parallel to, and it's just a weird thing where it's diffraction of light, the atmosphere, the angles coming in, whatever, all of that stuff. But it's known, and it's a known phenomenon. We've known about it for a long, long time. Yeah. And they used to call it sun dogs for some reason. Maybe, I don't know. I was going to say maybe it had something to do with Apollo in his chariot and horses, but have dogs or not.
Right.
You know, I don't know.
That's, but that's.
But
that's
still, it's a weird thing, but it happens, you know.
Yeah.
And we don't know. I mean, we know a lot, but you know, that's the brightening thing sounds, I don't know. I haven't heard anything like that.
Again, if anybody has a story that is similar to that, has witnessed anything like that, let us know. We'd love to check it out, you know, or listen to the story. And, I mean, other than that, I mean, it was just great to talk to Heather again.
Yeah.
She's another return guest and just such a blast to talk to, and so thankful that we have people like that want to be involved and want to come on the show and share their stories and just have fun, you know? And and that, again, is kind of what we're trying to do. It's more than anything, we're just having fun and we're telling stories and we have a captive audience and that's pretty important and a special thing.
Yeah. And you know, we want you guys, even the most random ass weird little thing, or a big giant story that you've never told anybody about, you know, you've got a captive audience in us, you know, and we want to hear it and we'll share it with the rest of our world, you know, of Weirdsville. And, you know, you guys are what keep us going and keep us growing. And, you know, we love it and it's a lot of fun, you know, so, you know, don't be shy. You can write in like we did, like the, you know, for our write-in special, we like gathering those and collecting those short stories up like that. Jeff loves reading them, you know. We love talking about that stuff, and, you know, but we, you know, we need you guys to join us and to share your stories.
Do it.
All right, well, we're going to wrap it up here for this week. Thanks for tuning in, or downloading, rather. We appreciate all the support. Don't forget to subscribe, give us some ratings. We could really use some ratings and subscriptions to bump us up, to get us more notice out there. We've got a good core group and we're growing a lot internationally, which is fantastic. You know, Canada and Denmark, looking at you guys are listening a lot. We really appreciate it.
And
I don't think that's anybody that I know that's over there just downloading a lot. So so thanks for everybody for listening. Tell your friends, tell your coworkers, tell your parents, tell your people you see at Walmart or whatever you go to. Just, you know, tell the world, you know, buy some shirts, wear your shirts out. You don't have to tell people. They can look at your shirts or your hat or your hoodie or your baby bib. You should probably wear more clothes if you're an adult and than just a baby bib. But I, you know, hey
man,
whatever.
People are into weird shit these days, you know.
Hey dude, hey, no shaming, man. No shaming, no kink shaming over here. But yeah, you know, check us out with our Spreadshirt shop and all of that stuff. We say it all the time. We appreciate you guys. We love you guys. We're thankful. My phone just did the Pac-Man sound, so somebody just sent me some email. Sorry about that. But I guess we should wrap it up here, and I should check what that is. Maybe my mom is sending me more flood pictures from Kingfisher. So thanks a lot, guys. Be safe.
Be weird.
As always, if you have a weird story, we want to hear it.
If you have a lot of them, we want to hear them all.
We can't do this podcast without your invaluable contributions.
Whether it's sharing your stories,
listening,
rating,
and spreading the word about the podcast. Thanks for listening. Till next time, be safe.
Be weird.
The stories presented on the What's Your Weird Story podcast are, to our knowledge, true experiences that our guests have had. We can't take the time to research all claims made, and besides, it's just not as fun.